What's up, y'all? It's your boy Macar from Alkaline Talk, Alkaline Herbs and Recipes. And today I'm just going to read you this concerning story concerning blood transfusions and regulation of blood transfusions, spike protein, nanoparticles, and mRNA technology out of Japan. So the peer review study says concerns regarding transfusion of blood products derived from genetic vaccine recipients and proposal for specific measures. So what we do know, we know about 70 to 80% of the world is vaccinated right now. And what this study is saying now that the world is vaccinated, the Red Cross has no regulation for this. So if you've been vaccinated, as long as you've been vaccinated by one of the major pharmaceutical companies and you come in and you're feeling fine, they give their blood. But what they're noticing is this blood has caused thrombosis and a host of different other genetic diseases and abnormalities within the body. So they're basically saying the coronavirus was a pandemic declared by the World Health Organization in 2020, and a global genetic vaccination program was rapidly implemented as a fundamental solution. However, many countries around the world have reported that so-called genetic vaccines, such as those using modified mRNA encoding and spike protein and lipid nanoparticles as a drug delivery system, have resulted in post-vaccination thrombosis and a subsequent cardiovascular damage, as well as a wide variety of diseases involving all organs and systems, including the nervous system. In this article, based on the circumstances and the volume of evidence that has recently come to light, we will call attention to medical professionals who have studied various risks associated with blood transfusions using blood products derived from people who have suffered from long COVID and a form of genetic vaccine recipients, including those who have received mRNA vaccines, and we make proposals regarding specific testing methods, regulations to deal with these risks. We expect that this proposal will serve as a basis for discussion on how to address post-vaccination syndrome and its consequences following genetic vaccination programs. So there you have it. Okay, so we're just going to go through this little article and just read concerning things that we find concerning. Okay. A wide variety of diseases related to blood and blood vessels, such as thrombosis, have developed after genetic vaccination, including mRNA vaccines, and many cases of serious health injuries have been reported. For example, a PubMed search on diseases such as thrombosis and thrombotic disorders, deep vein thrombosis, right? Pleural conduit vasculitis and sinus thrombosis, combined with essential keywords COVID-19 vaccine and side effects, yielded several hundred articles in only about 2 years since the rollout of the genetic vaccine. In addition to abnormally shaped red blood cells, amorphous material has been found floating in the blood of mRNA vaccinated individuals under microscopic observation, some of which has been shown grossly abnormal findings. Okay, recent studies have also reported that the spike protein has amyloidic potential as a neurotoxic and can cross the blood-brain barrier. Thus, there is no longer any doubt that the spike protein used as an antigen in genetic vaccine is itself toxic, according to the study. This is a Japanese peer review study. This is not me. This is some of the concerning things that they're saying that they have found. And now that this blood is circulating within the population, it kind of needs to be controlled. Please like and subscribe and share this live right now. If you agree, leave a comment, or if you disagree, leave a comment. Okay. In addition to thrombosis, individuals who have received multiple doses of genetic vaccines may have multiple exposures to the same antigen within a brief period of time, thereby being imprinted with a preferential immune response to that antigen. This phenomenon, called original antigenic sin or immune imprinting, has caused COVID-19 vaccine recipients to become more susceptible to contracting COVID-19. Okay, I'm going to read this again. This phenomenon, called original antigenic sin or immune imprinting, has caused COVID-19 vaccine recipients to become more susceptible to contracting COVID-19. In addition, antibody-dependent enhancement of infection is also known. Antibodies produced by vaccination may rather promote viral infection and symptoms. On the other hand, it has been suggested that repeated administration of genetic vaccines may result in immune tolerance because of a class switch to non-inflammatory immunoglobulin, whereby the immune system of the recipient does not mount an excessive response such as cytokine storm, and a case report of IgG4-related disease have begun to appear. This raises concern that alterations in the immune function due to immune imprinting and immunoglobulin class switching to IgG4 may also occur in genetic vaccine recipients. This is very concerning right now. Okay, this is very concerning, right? Because this is a study of what's circulating within our population right now. Okay? This is very, very, very scary. Okay? In summary, there is an undeniable risk that patients may experience some problems if they receive blood products derived from blood collected in at least a brief deferential period after genetic vaccination. Although it is unknown at present whether secondary damages caused by transfusion of blood products derived from genetic vaccine recipients, it is necessary for medical institutions and administrative organizations to respond and investigate cooperatively, keeping various possibilities in mind, because mechanisms such as toxicity of the spike protein itself and the effects of the LNPs and modified mRNA on the immune response have not been fully elucidated and are still under study. It should be emphasized that a significant proportion of the COVID-19 PVS in the mRNA vaccine recipients is due to toxic spike proteins and the inclusion of structures in the receptor binding domain with these proteins that may be induced prion disease and is particularly alarming, as Sneff and Perez have warned. Furthermore, it has been shown that prion, similarly in the receptor binding domains, exists not only as a spike protein of the Wuhan strain, which is still used as the antigen in genetic vaccines, but also in the spike protein of variants of the SARS-CoV-2, such as the Delta strain, with the exception of Omicron. Whether we should be uniformly vigilant of the spike protein of the coronavirus or just the spike protein of certain variants, such as the Wuhan strain, awaits further analysis. Okay? These type of things are concerning within our government bodies now, because now we know that they knew and we know what they were kind of doing, allegedly. How do we get rid of this out of the body? Real fast, I'm going to tell you how. You have to get into the fast, put the body in autophagy. Now, you see how they're talking about the SARS variant, right? And your immune system being blocked down. Basically, they're saying this thing is coming in, killing all your T cells. And now the new technology is coming in and acting as your T cells, right? So what do you have to do? This thing hates plant iron, right? So what you're going to have to do is a protein. You look up autophagy. That's the part where you have to fast so long that your body begins to eat up all your known body fats and other proteins, right? 30 days being optimal, using heavy iron herbs and things like that to really cleanse the body. You have to cleanse the gut in this matter, okay? We're dealing with thrombosis things in the body. So what this is saying is breaking down your system, right? Basically, it's making the parasites come out in the glue-like systems and the from the ultra-parasitic foods and everything that we eat, and it makes your body clog up. Heart attacks, aneurysms, deep vein thrombosis in the legs and the feet. You don't wake up. Boom, you get blockages, clogs, things like that. The only way to clean this out is to cleanse the lymphatic system heavily, right? Herbs such as petrosia, casca, sagarda, right? Cloves, right? Mint, tea leaves, right? Different things like that. Blessed thistle, right? Milk thistle. These herbs have been known to cleanse and heal this thing, right? It is very important. If you were to go to my website, www.alkalineherbsandrecipes.com, look for the immunity boost kit, gut detox kit, or complete detox kit. Begin to fast, right? Cleanse the body of everything that is making you sick. Begin to ingest the heavy iron products, sweat, exercise, kick out everything that's making you sick. And once again, make your body produce autophagy while taking these high iron products. And this thing begins to come out of your body, right? Okay, this is a fact. We're dealing with a blood issue right now. What did they just tell you? It's a protein taking over your body, nanoparticles coming in your body and everything. You have to get these things out of your body. It's very important. Okay, so they say currently in the Japanese Red Cross Society plays a central role in blood collection activities, and its blood products are used for blood transfusion and other purposes. The Japanese Red Cross Society has a rule that blood can be collected from genetic vaccine recipients as a deferral period, 48 hours for mRNA vaccine recipients, 6 weeks for AstraZeneca DNA vaccine recipients, but the data and rationale for the rule have not been specified. As with infections such as HIV and prion disease, a history of genetic vaccination, DNA or mRNA type, including timing, number of doses, should be obtained by interview and kept in the official record when blood is collected. That's scary. Additionally, caution is needed, particularly if many days have passed since genetic vaccines was administered. This is very scary. So they don't have no... You can just go in there and say what you can say. This is very concerning, okay? This is our overview of our society now. Now, this is a whole study that's come out of Japan. I'm not going to read the whole thing.